CityTalk 105.9. Official podcasts. Online at citytalk.fm. CityTalk 105.9. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks.
This is a man's world. But it would be nothing.
It is Bloke Talk and it's City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. Thank you very much for tuning in or indeed downloading. We're here for the the next 60 minutes or so. I've got a funny feeling that this week's Bloke Talk is going to be extraordinary for two reasons. One, Toby's not here. You have been promised a superstar guest and you kind of have one. It depends on your interpretation of superstar and indeed the word guest. And also, and I don't mind saying this because we're warts and all on Bloke Talk,
yeah,
aren't we?
Yeah.
We're in a slightly different studio to where we'd normally be and it's just kind of a bit weird, really.
Oh, anything could happen.
It's magical. So we're here and that's what we're doing. So thank you for downloading Bloke Talk and thank you for listening at the weekend. Now, we might as well get the business out of the way. It's like maybe I'm just imagining the listeners who are maybe when they were little children, boys or girls, their face and nose pressed up against the glass of a pet shop window, looking longingly at the puppy they've always wanted, thinking that's the part. I'm using that as an analogy, thinking that people are just desperate, waiting to find out, ear cocked, pressed up against the radio to find out who the superstar guest is, because you built it up on Facebook, didn't you?
I did put a message on the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society on Facebook, promising a very special celebrity guest.
And Toby's place. I mean, special is a good word.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say that the reason. Well, no, I'm not even going to make excuses. No, there is a special celebrity guest. Of course, there is.
It's not the one we thought it was going to be.
No.
We're working on that. Yes. It's got a lot to do with confusion and people who have two Jimmies in their mobile phones.
People
and
letting us down.
I know. Let down at the final.
Superstars let you down.
It's not good, is it? Anyway, it'll all change next week. But doing a remarkable job and stepping into the breach, is that the right phrase? Well, you said to me in an email this afternoon you don't want your fear is you might be ganged up upon.
Yes, I do think that might happen.
Has that happened before?
Well, you and Toby have started to do it in the last few weeks.
No, Toby and I don't gang up. Just because we might share the same opinion and disagree with you, it's not ganging up, is it?
Well, I think it is.
Is it? It's Will. Will's here.
Wow, it's
Will. Hello.
It's like someone's just let the air out of a balloon and go. Will's here, and Will is the presenter of the City Surgery, normally on City Talk 105.9. Yeah, it's you. So thank you for being here. You're all right.
Willie.
Well, I am all right, but you promised me white doves. I demanded on my ride of white doves.
You want some soap? What are you talking about?
No, I don't want any of the other either. No, you know, white doves. I wanted a flock of white doves in my dressing room.
Yeah.
I wanted special mineral water served 1 centigrade above room temperature.
Yeah.
And I wanted all my red M&Ms taken out, and you haven't done any of those things.
Well, yeah, I know. You're lucky to have a studio.
You said I was going to be a superstar for the night.
You are going to be a superstar. You will be a superstar. I'll see you right, I promise. Anyway, so it's Bloke Talk and it's City Talk 105.9. We've got loads of things we need to talk about. I did an interview during the week about hairy men, which we did on the Duncan Bark Show. We're trying to work out whether or not hairy men are a turn-on or indeed a turn-off. Keep your powder dry. We'll do that before the end of the show. And I'm going to replay a bit of a conversation I had with a woman called Julie Peasgood. Do you know who she is?
No.
She's been in Brookside. She's been in Hollyoaks. She now writes loads of magazine articles, and she's written a book called The Greatest Six Sex Tips. The Greatest Sex Tips in the World.
Well, there's just six of them.
And they're
six
great.
That won't fill a book.
I couldn't possibly comment. Anyway, we're going to get Julie Peasgood on and find out about hairy men and why women don't like hairy fellas. Do you like hairy men?
Yes.
Or hair all over?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah? How about hairy fingers?
Oh, yes, it's manly.
Hairy back?
Oh, I don't mind it.
All right, we'll discuss
that
in more detail later.
All over the face.
A werewolf, you mean? Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, Michael J. Fox did it for you in that kind of movie. Yeah, we'll talk about that before the end of the show. Also, I want to get round to talking about sat nav knickers, which has been in my pile
about
of things
last
to talk
week.
About. Well, yeah, I know we get,
I'm
we
a
get
week before, I
distracted.
Think.
Yes, it's still relevant, and we have something here: 13 things that women hate about men, which we thought we would go through.
Just 13.
Yeah,
I was going to say. Normally you have a list of 10 things that someone likes or dislikes. Mm. Women must hate men so much they've had to add 3 extra to the standard list. depressing.
I think you're right. So we'll go through that. We need to talk about some of your news, which is interesting for blokes, because increasingly that's quite relevant in the 21st century, and I'll explain more about that in a second. But we ought to address the Facebook questions that come in.
Yes.
We have something on Facebook. It's called the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society. It's been set up by a guy called Craig, who drives trains. Hello, Craig.
Choo-choo.
And would you like to do that again?
No.
Can you do any other train noises? That's eye of the engine, isn't it?
Correct, that was a train.
Yeah. Craig drives a train. He drives a train for a well-known train company. Mm. Anyway, he set up the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society, and what we did a couple of weeks ago, and you might not be aware of this, Will, is that we asked people if they had any kind of questions that they wanted a female perspective on.
Of course I knew about it. I always listen to Manchat.
Good. We offered a female, well, we offered Laura. Really, we said, look, we got Laura, she's a woman, and if you've got any questions that you want a female perspective on that you don't feel you can talk to your missus or girlfriend about, you just want the insider knowledge, you want a bit of gen, bit of lowdown, run it by Laura, and then you'll get a kind of feel for where your issue might be going or where it might be going wrong.
A bit of gen, did you say?
Gen.
Who's general
information.
Gotcha.
Yeah, not J-E-N.
Gotcha.
Not as in Panto at the Empire, gen.
Well, I think I did pretty good job last... I don't know what you're talking about, but I think I did a pretty good last...
Yeah, last week there was a fellow who wanted to know what to buy his wife for Christmas, was that right?
And yeah, and I think I gave him a quite a good answer. Yeah. We've got a related question this week, which comes from Stu Miller.
What does Stu Miller say?
He says, "Hi, Laura. I asked my missus for some ideas for what she wants for Xmas. Her reply was a seemingly sincere, 'I'd really like a jigsaw puzzle.'" So his question is...
It's going to be a wild Christmas at the Miller house.
It's a three-part question. He says, if I did get her this jigsaw puzzle,
yeah.
One, does she actually really mean it? Two, how long would it be before she started speaking to me again?
Yeah.
Three, or does she really mean, you can get me a jigsaw puzzle off the kids, but you had better get me something expensive.
Sorry, she wants a jigsaw puzzle of the kids? One of these things where you get a photo and then...
No. A jigsaw puzzle off the kids.
Oh, got you. Sorry, I thought, because you can get these companies now where you take in a family snap and they turn into jigsaws, don't they?
Well, actually, that's not a bad idea,
that's
is
it? Actually a good present.
Yeah. Well, kind of. It's not as good as a diamond, is it? Yeah.
You women are a strange breed. Please help. Right, Stu, I'll keep it simple.
That's a man in need. There's a plea at the end. Please help. Is there an exclamation mark?
No,
he's
just a please that is desperate.
Even a jokey please.
He needs our help. Well, what was the first question?
So basically, he wants to know, should he actually get her a jigsaw puzzle? Because she seemed sincere when she said it.
Yeah, well, you see, there must be a reason as to why she said it in the first place. Mustn't there? Or are we barking up the wrong tree here? What do you reckon, Will?
My wife enjoys a jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah.
Sometimes when we go on holiday, she will start one. And sometimes she feels a bit boxed in by it after a while. And she sort of has to sort of throw one away, or not throw it away, but, you know, take it apart and put it back in the box last time when we were on holiday.
Well, because she couldn't complete it?
Yeah, and she felt that it was casting a shadow over the holiday.
Like an elephant in the room.
Frankly, so did I. Because I really don't like jigsaw puzzles.
Just out of interest, what was your wife's jigsaw puzzle picture?
I don't know. I specifically took no interest in it. I actively took no interest in it to the point of refusing to even look at the box.
And you went where?
It was when we were in Norfolk earlier on in the year.
And she took away a puzzle?
No, there was one in the house. We went to a holiday cottage.
Yeah.
And there was one there. I think jigsaw puzzles are fitted as standard in holiday
cottages. Yeah, I think you're right. That and Scrabble with some of the letters missing.
It would have had pieces missing anyway, so...
Yeah.
Well, it probably did. But anyway, but she did like it. And so I think that Stuart's wife is probably quite sincere.
Yeah.
But I do agree. I think he's got the right idea. Get her a jigsaw. Maybe one of the ones that you do make from a picture of the kids. Don't do it yourself. That's sinister.
Messy.
Get a proper jigsaw company to do it.
Yeah.
And then get her a diamond as well.
Well, that's quite good advice.
What's the official female take?
Right. She's definitely joking when she says she'd like a jigsaw puzzle.
Why say it?
There's no way.
Why can't a woman just be up front? And actually just kind of like, I want this, you know, I want this kind of hand lotion, I want this perfume,
hand
I want
lotion.
The because
diamond.
They want you, they want you to show that you've made an effort and thought of something from your own head.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I said last week, get one thing that they've actually
asked
for.
Last week you said ceramic monkeys.
No, what I said was get something, one thing that they've actually picked themselves and some other thoughtful ideas that you've thought of.
And if she likes monkeys, get a ceramic monkey.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
She clearly doesn't want a jigsaw puzzle.
No.
First of all, that's quite a small present to get from your husband.
Well, it depends how
and
big
secondly,
the jigsaw is.
Secondly, it's really boring.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's no such thing as a boring jigsaw. Any boring people, Laura?
No, I think jigsaws are boring.
Yeah, me too.
But I agree with you that you could turn that on its head. She is taking the mickey. You could turn it on its head and get a picture, a photo of the kids and the family together.
That's my idea. Do you like that idea?
Yeah, no, I think
that's
really...
It's an idea by fluke.
Because that's kind of like, I know you were taking the mickey, but I've done this really nice jigsaw. Yeah.
That's one that's up to the fella, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
That is genius,
in your face, Mrs. Miller.
Yeah. It's just like, yeah, you are being sarcastic, right? Tell me you don't like this picture, this jigsaw of our kids.
Yeah.
But the other thing you could do is get her a really rubbish jigsaw and pretend that's all you've got her.
Yeah.
Wait for her to kick
dangerous
off.
Dangerous game.
No, wait for her to kick off a bit.
Yeah.
And then bring out the real present.
How far
that's
would
a nice
you...
thing. I like
that's
that.
Risky. That's risky business.
It is. How far would you go?
I'd like that.
How long would you make her wait?
Oh, only...
Till Boxing Day.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're going to do it as a gag, you might as well get the mileage out of it.
No. You don't want to leave it too long so that she's actually annoyed even after the gag finishes. You want to maybe wait till she looks like she's on the brink of tears.
Yeah, I reckon about 20 to 4 Christmas Day afternoon.
Yeah. No, just a few minutes.
I cooked you a nice meal. I've had your mother over and your father.
No, that's mean.
You said you wanted a jigsaw.
It's mean to leave her in a mood for too long. I'd say just a few minutes, maybe
Stuart,
5
don't
minutes.
Don't do this. It's a ridiculous idea.
Or do something like, get, you know, she'll look disappointed and then go, look behind the cushion on your chair or something, and there'll be something hidden there.
Yeah.
You know, something...
like a new washing up brush. There you go. That's your proper present, love. Enjoy.
Yeah. I was listening to a City Talks breakfast show during the week, because I do religiously, and they were talking about...
What? On your knees.
The worst Christmas present that you've ever been bought, which was a, you know, fascinating thing to do.
I heard that as well.
And someone apparently, and I couldn't work out who, but it happened in that studio... it was that someone bought someone or a friend of someone's a subscription to Weight Watchers as a Christmas present.
That's
which
an
is,
awful thing to
why
buy.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that? There's no way you can possibly think, even if you're a man, that buying, you know, a female relative of yours or even your wife or girlfriend a subscription to Weight Watchers is going to go down well in any way, shape or form.
I just can't understand that. And I can't answer that question because I'm not a man. But that is the most...
Well,
especially
right,
on Christmas when
it.
You're eating loads of food. You'd feel really bad about eating your Christmas dinner after that, wouldn't you? Can you imagine?
Well, I don't know. At least you know you're going to... Got to get out of jail free card.
Oh, there's just... If someone bought that for me, I would be so upset.
Okay, well, let me turn it on its head. What do most women... Certainly if you read the magazines and watch, you know, This Morning and Lorraine Kelly and stuff like that. What do most women want... More than anything else.
To be thin.
Correct. So what can you give them for Christmas? Help and advice and diet on how to be thin. You're giving them the thing that they want more than anything else in the world. I think it's a very thoughtful present.
It's a bit insensitive, though.
Well, you know, do you want it or not? You know, if women want to be thin, here's a way of being thin. There you go. Go and do it instead of just, you know, watching TV programmes about it.
I know, but women can say it about themselves, but you don't like it when your man points it out. When Dave says anything to me about food, I hit the roof.
Physically or...?
Honestly, I go nuts. If he says anything to me about my portions too big or anything, teases me about
how much
I'm eating.
If you actually ran up the stairs and hit the roof or went up the ladder, that would be
I once threw a plate of pasta on the floor because we had an argument about
food. You see, I've never, ever been in any relationship, and you see it on soap operas and films and stuff, where a woman has ever thrown a plate of food at me. Have you?
I don't know that, but I've got quite a funny story about kind of that sort of thing. I did laugh at the time, and I still think it's funny now, and it's not that bad, but it's a bit creepy and a bit weird. But yeah. I had this lad I knew, he was a photographer, and I only knew him for a few months. He seemed like a really nice guy, and to be fair, he looked ashamed when he told this story, sort of, you know, comically ashamed. And he said that this one time he was living with a woman, and she wasn't working at all, and he was earning all the money, and he'd give her most of his pay, most of his wages every week, and she'd go and do the shopping and stuff.
Yeah.
And he'd work late, and all he wanted when he came in return for this, apart from the obvious, was, you know...
Cup of tea?
A cup of tea and a bit of dinner on the table when he came in, which he didn't think was too much to ask. I think this woman had kids as well, so he was supporting her kids. And, you know, he thought he was being a nice guy. And all he wanted was his tea on the table, particularly on wages day, when they might have been... getting towards the end of the week before the wages came up, so they'd be having beans on toast or something like that.
Yeah.
On wages day, you wanted a nice steak or a couple of chops and potatoes, you know, a proper dinner. A
chops
dinner.
And mashed potatoes.
You know what I mean? The gravy dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said he sat down to his tea one night on payday night, and she put in front of him a plate of of, I think it was egg and chips or beans and egg or something like that. Yeah. You know, like a really rubbishy dinner.
Yeah.
And he said he just looked down at it in disgust for about 30 seconds, totally crestfallen. He'd been working hard, looking forward to it. And as a form of protest, and I don't condone this, he put his finger just underneath the rim of the plate on the side of the table.
No!
And just flicked his finger up and flipped the plate over.
That's so babyish!
And he did look ashamed when he said it. And you shouldn't laugh because it's, well, it's not nice, but it was quite funny.
That is quite shocking, isn't it? And what was the fallout, do we know?
Well, he wasn't with her when he told the story to us.
All right, fair enough. Listen, it is Bloke Talk, and it's City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. Laura's here. Toby's away. We haven't talked about Toby and where he's gone.
Oh, we'll talk about that.
Or who with. Will's here, and I'm Duncan, and it's City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
It is Bloke Talk, and it's City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. So I think we managed to help out. Was it Mr. Miller?
Stuart Miller.
And just to remind you all, if you do have any questions, log on to the Bloke Talk page on Facebook and write them on Laura's Corner.
Yeah, and if you're a bloke, listen, it's not clever and it's certainly not big. Don't go flipping your plate of egg and chips everywhere.
That's a terrible thing to do.
No, it won't win you any brownie points.
That'll be number 14 on that list.
We'll do the list in a few moments' time. We haven't talked about Toby. Toby normally forms the... He's one part of our trio here on Bloke Talk. There's me, there's Laura and there's Toby. Toby's away, as we discussed last week. He's gone to Las Vegas, which is quite a blokey thing to do in many ways, isn't it?
Mm.
And obviously he's got far too much money to go to Las Vegas.
He won't do by the time he leaves Las Vegas.
No, he'll be skint.
Do you know,
He's gone with a girl.
We've got to be careful what we say here because we spent months.
His new girlfriend,
I was going to say we spent months, didn't we? We stuck him on that dating website. We got him dating tips, and the girl he's gone with has got nothing to do with the website. He's found someone else.
All of a sudden, love's actually just come along and
so
found
he's gone. That's quite, it's quite fresh into the relationship, isn't it?
Yeah.
Quite early on, isn't it, to be going to Vegas?
It's only about 5 weeks.
To be fair, they'll probably come back married.
It's possible, isn't it?
Well, it happens over there.
I'm going to spread a rumour.
I think we should. Should we start that?
Well, I've actually discussed it with Toby already, and he sent me a text.
Yeah.
Because he's going to play along with it, you see.
Right, yeah.
Toby sent me a text and it basically says, "Help, me and my girlfriend got really drunk last night and we ended up getting married. What am I going to do? Is this legally binding?" So he sent me this text and in a few days' time in work, I'm going to run in with it in the morning and go, look at this text.
That's a great, that is a great rumour to start.
It'll be fine because you have to annul a marriage, you have to consummate a marriage. Yeah. I'm not sure.
I think that's not going to happen.
No. He's a
gent. Do you think if he is a gent? Do you think he'll if Toby went to Las Vegas to get married? Do you think he'd do the whole Elvis thing? Do you think he'd dress up as Elvis?
Yeah, I think he would.
Yeah,
he'd make quite a good Elvis actually.
He would, wouldn't he? I called him a couple of weeks ago, Will, because he's into watches. Did you know that he's a big watch fan? He's got dozens of watches. He was looking at this website, and it has a forum on where you can talk about stuff.
So geeky.
And they were talking about...
a watch forum.
This is
Timezone.com.
It was called... Do you know what the particular subject title was of this particular forum he was looking at?
Watches? Thick, what watch do you like?
No. It was worse. It was called Thick Rubber Straps.
Are you sure that was a watch?
And Laura and I were talking to him last week about it. He was going, and I've written about it as well. And it's just like, watches. Mm. How many watches have you got?
What?
Yeah. How many watches have you got?
One.
I've got two. I've got one which used to be my dad's and it's not working anymore. And I've got this one here. Most normal people have one or two watches, don't they?
Well, I don't understand the fascination. They can only do one thing, which is tell the time.
No, some of them have got calculators on.
Well, you can...
Back in the 80s.
Yeah.
No, Toby's don't have calculators on. They just tell the time.
Some of them have the time in Beijing on them.
The trend now, isn't it? The fashion is kind of like the retro thing. You know when they first came out, digital watches, and they had like red digits. And that was it. Do you remember that? It was a black kind of like Casio or something kind of digital watch. And you just had like red. It was just red because that's all it could deal with, red digits. And that's all the rage now, apparently. The retro watch. You go back, best part of 28 years and get yourself a kind of like game on eBay that cost a fortune.
We gave away a watch during one of my city surgeries quite early on, which was a watch that you flipped over. It was digital on one side.
Clever.
And it stayed on the strap and it was on some kind of fulcrum.
Right.
And you could
a what?
Fulcrum. You could swivel it over on the fulcrum. And it went to like a hand sweepy one. Analog?
Analog.
Yeah, an analog watch.
So it was analog on one side.
Yeah.
And then you flicked it over on the what?
Fulcrum.
And it went digital.
Yes.
And if you wanted it to be analog again, you flicked it back on the
fulcrum.
And it, that's clever, that, isn't it?
Yep.
I like that.
I bet you Toby hasn't got one of those.
It was quite stylish as well.
That's all right, isn't it?
Only quite stylish.
Anyway, Tobes isn't here. He's in. Is he away for the next 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, he's not on Bloke Talk next week. So we're going to have a proper celebrity guest next week.
Yeah, and then the week after that, I think it is, we're going out. We're going out and about.
Yay, finally.
We're going to be doing Bloke Talk on the road for 1 week only. I mean, it's only taken about 6 months to sort out. And we're going to be going to we're going out for a curry. Because that's what blokes do. Yeah. So we're going to go for a curry. We have some bargees. Madras.
Bargees.
A little Indian lager on the go. And we might come back.
I know. I'm not going to carry...
Not much of a road trip. You get about 200 yards at the road, I think.
I don't want to carry on this conversation too much because I'm aware that we talk about food too much. Yeah. I was going to start talking about
curry. You're not
going
to hit the roof, are you?
What?
Well, you said earlier that when Dave mentions food, you hit the roof.
Yeah. No, it's only because he teases me about how big my portions are.
Food says, portions.
Yeah, he...
Got you.
He says... You're just eating a bit too much there, aren't you? You want to watch that? And it's just, he just niggles me.
You should flip his plate.
Yeah, that'll teach him. Flip his plate.
Well, no, what I tried to do was pour all my pasta onto his plate. Yeah. And he pulled his plate away and went, what are you doing? And then all this pasta just carnage on the floor.
I suppose you just flip.
Yeah, flip.
Is Dave hairy?
Not. He's medium hairy.
Okay, because I want to nail this down. Because during the week...
It's not a medium rary.
Medium hairy? Hairy chest he's got.
Yeah, hairy back, hairy fingers.
But he hasn't got hairy back.
Well, during the week, and I think it's worth rerunning and talking about this, we did a thing on the Duncan Bark Show about hairy men and whether or not hairy men are a turn-on or indeed a turn-off. And we had some interesting responses and stuff. And I wanted to get a view from someone who's... Because we like experts, don't we? So we had to have an expert on the show. And she's been in Brookside and Hollyoaks. And now she writes columns about relationships and...
She's an expert.
Sex and all of that. She's an expert.
Her name is Brookie. She's an expert.
No, she is. She's written this book. Look, the book. That's the book. Her name is Judy Peasgood. And we were asking her about, you know, whether or not hairy men are a turn-on or indeed a turn-off. I want to get your definitive view on this after we've heard from Julie, but this is how it went. I need a woman's perspective on this. I need, and I'm choosing my words carefully here, Julie, I need an experienced woman's view on this, and I don't mean that in a derogatory fashion. What I want to know is, when it comes to hairy blokes, I want to break this down into various body areas in a second, and I have a little bit of a sense of this because I've talked to ladies who I work with. Hairy men, turn on or turn off? I mean, where do we go with this?
It's a total a matter of personal preference, isn't it? I mean, it's the person first and their kind of physical attributes second, in a way. Like, for instance, you might not think the name Cyril is sexy, but you might meet somebody called Cyril and find them such a turn-on that the name changes. Equally, it's the same with hair. For me, Duncan, I don't go for very hairy guys. I like a bit of chest hair, that's nice. I like hair down below, but all over the back doesn't float my boat. I never forget, we had a lovely geography teacher at my school, and when he got hot, he always used to wear pink bright nylon shirts, and when he got hot and leant forward writing on the back blackboard, they all kind of sprouted through. Not such a good look. So for me, the back isn't. But, you know, as I said, it's horses for courses. And obviously his wife, you know, it really turned her on.
Well, maybe.
I really don't think you can sort of generalise.
Let me tell you what I think. I think this. I mean, I've talked to some people here who I work with, and, you know, they kind of concur. And I think your view is pretty much the general view. A bit of chest hair is all right.
Yeah.
But you see, the contentious issue here is hairy backs. That is a definite, that's a switch on or a switch off factor.
Yeah.
Now, what is the problem with a bloke who's got a hairy back? If you like a fella because he's got chest hair, you know, he's got a bit of hair downstairs or whatever, why is there such an issue with a geezer who's got a hairy back?
Well, just because it's not pretty, really. I mean, I love backs. I think it's a beautiful part of the anatomy, especially men. And when they've got hair on them, it just doesn't look aesthetically as pleasing. I don't know why.
We're animals, Julie. We're supposed to be hairy all over. We're cavemen.
Yeah, maybe it's just too much of a reminder. Do you know what I mean, Duncan? I've got a couple of tips, though, if you'd like them.
I love them.
I can tell you how the guys can make themselves look more well-endowed. Would you like to hear?
I'm desperate to hear.
Okay, well, what you do is, I mean, one important thing to say as well, I get a lot of letters. I do a column in Now magazine, yeah. And I get a lot of letters from girls saying that their guys have gone ahead and had a complete, you know, all over back, sack and crack. Don't do it. Check first if your lady likes it. Just because a guy might like the thought of the lady going bare down below, it doesn't necessarily, it's not reciprocal, as it were, so check first.
I mean, to be honest with you, any man who actually falls to the pressure of his other half to go and have a back, sack and crack, frankly, have only got themselves to blame, far as I'm concerned. But before you tell us your top tips, do you actually get quite a few letters about you know, hairy men and stuff? Do people write to you about that and go, oh, I don't like this, what can I do about that?
Yeah, I do, actually. Yeah. I get a lot of hair issues. And the tip I've got is from my book, funnily enough, and I call it Supersize Me. And what it is you can give yourself instant length if you very, very carefully trim the hair just at the base of your dangly bit.
Oh, so like smoke and mirrors, a bit of a kind of like...
Exactly,
you know,
I called it pinch an inch, who cares if it's done with mirrors. Yeah. You've got big, you know, pointer here though, Duncan, you've got to be really, really careful. Yeah. Do it with nail scissors. I mean, it's quite good to have a bit of a trim down there anyway, that's always an improvement, a bit of a prune. But if you're going to do something, you know, as careful as this in such a sensitive area, use an intimate shaver. Google it, there's loads of them on you know, the various websites.
And what was the other top tip then?
OK, the other top tip is if you're going a bit grey, because you might not want to take it off, but you think, I hate the fact I've gone grey on my chest or down below or whatever. Yeah. And in fact, you must not use ordinary hair dye. That's not a good idea. And there is a company... No, it's too...
You're not telling me that people seriously dye their chest hair and their hair downstairs,
do they? Big time!
Well, why would you do that?
Because you don't like the look of it. You might want to dye it a fun colour, like pink or blue or something.
Do you know,
no,
funny you should say that. I was reading on the Metro newspaper today on the way in that there apparently is a rumour in showbiz circles about a well-known actress, I've got to choose my words so carefully here, who is considering dyeing a certain part of her body hair white as a Christmas present for her boyfriend because she wants to get into the true festive spirit.
I think that's hilarious.
I think that's just weird.
I think white might look a little bit odd, but if you do want to dye, a lot of people have gone grey and that's distressing. There's a company called Minikini. I won't flag it up too much because I don't want to obviously get you into trouble, but it's a great company, British company, and their stuff, Minikini's stuff, is ammonia-free and parabens-free, which makes it really safe, and it's organic. So you've got to be very careful, but it could really refresh things. Mm. You know, you might have a sort of map of grey chest hair, and you know, you could, with a bit of their stuff, you could revisit your Saturday Night Fever days. Get your medallion out.
You see, my wife says, because I've got a hairy back, Julie, and you know, she says,
I'm so sorry, I've been so rude about you.
No, it's fine. No, I can take it on my chins. My skin is thick. It's not a problem. But my wife says she likes a hairy back, but she doesn't like the fact that after I've had a shower, it's like Chewbacca from Star Wars has been shaved in the bathroom, because once I've dried off with a towel, there's loads of hair everywhere.
Oh, yuck.
Well, I can't help it. I'm a hairy. You see,
I'm sharing, Duncan.
Real men are hairy all over.
Okay, I
think so. I've got two more questions, okay? And it's this.
Okay.
Where do we stand on over bushy and over hairy eyebrows? Is that an issue?
The Alistair Darling effect.
Yeah, well, he looks like some bloke from The Muppet Show, doesn't he? Not like,
I mean, collar and cuffs aren't matching there. I'd like to. No, Julie, stop now. where do we stand on that? Trim them, please. Yeah. Trim your eyebrows. Mm. That's one of the most unfortunate things about growing older, that hair suddenly sprouts from the most unfortunate places. Mm. And if it's coming out of your ears, coming out of your eyebrows in a great big mound, for God's sake, get the nails.
That is a turn off, isn't it? You know, even I can understand that. I can understand that. If I, as a woman, and one day I might come back and be a female, because I think it'll be quite entertaining, even I would find hairy ears and hairy nasal passages quite unpleasant.
Not a good look.
And my final question is this. What about over-hairy fingers? Gary the cabbie made that point a little bit, but I've got a mate who literally, if you saw his hand in isolation, just resting on a desk somewhere, it would look like a tarantula. Is that hairy? I mean, is that a turn on or a turn off?
What do you think? It's a no-brainer, I'm afraid.
Well, you could be nicely stroked with it, Julie. You know, you get the back of his hand, you could just stroke your cheek.
Yeah, you could
like that.
It and do various nice things. No. I'm terribly sorry. Get it off.
All right, so what I'm deducing from our conversation is a little bit of chest hairs, that's acceptable.
Yeah.
When it comes to downstairs, remain nice and trimmed, but hairy back, not good. Hairy
not
nose,
good.
Not good. Hairy ears, not good. And if you've got hairy fingers, well, you might as well just forget it.
In a nutshell.
She's a game girl, isn't she? That's
she is,
Julie
yeah.
Peasgood, who I spoke to during the week. By the way, it's City Talk 105.9, The Voice of Liverpool. You're listening to Bloke Talk, and Julie giving us her kind of like views on hairy men. I mean, I kind of, you know, she was saying there, men with a hairy chest, all right, but anything else she finds a little bit weird. What about you? You're going to be different because you've already mentioned you kind of don't have a massive problem with it.
Well, I think hairy back, as she said, hairy back is the worst thing.
Yeah.
But then, you know, it's natural.
Yeah.
And I just see it as it's natural. I wouldn't like a man who waxes his back.
I was going to say, would you force a man? Because we had some communications during the week when we were talking about this, including a woman called, what was her name? Was it Jenny? Can't remember. Who said she absolutely hated hairy men. Full stop. And I was talking to her about a boyfriend who's apparently is completely bald everywhere. Everywhere.
Mm.
Would you, yeah. everywhere, would you make a... Would you say to a fella, I'll tell you what, I can't carry on this relationship unless you got rid of some of your hair? Would you force a man to go and have the...
No. Have the what?
It's the back, sack and crack. Nothing wrong with that. It's a beauty term.
I told my dad about back, sack and crack about 6 months ago. I don't know how it came up in conversation. I was telling him what waxing was.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he didn't know what waxing was. I said it's where they put hot
wax.
How old's
your old man?
58, I think.
Yeah.
And so I was explaining what waxing was, and I said, men can have it too. They can have a thing called back, sack and crack. And I explained what it was. And he became kind of fascinated by it.
Yeah.
I went back home for a week, and he kept bringing it up later in the week. What was that thing called again, Laura, that you were talking about? Back and something? And he was getting really sort of... He was really interested in it. And
it'll be an alien concept to that generation.
Right.
You think waxing some kind of dance, don't they? And we'd go to Cavern on a lunchtime. And
what's that accent?
You'd go up to a nearest girl and say, do you fancy having a quick wax on the dance floor with me?
Is he a Lancastrian? Where did that come from?
Well, I just said the Cavern. Yeah. People who live in Liverpool are Lancastrian, so he had a Lancastrian accent. He was
That's
probably
out
working...
of Yorkshire to me.
Yeah, there was a hint of Yorkshire in there.
We go down, Cavern.
Oh, accent, is that on the internet? So is he going to have it done then?
Oh, I don't know.
You could buy
it for... dad I'm talking
well, you could get him a voucher for Christmas.
Dad, if you're listening,
you'd be so fascinated
sorry for
about
this
it.
Up.
Here you are, Pops, and then you could... And we could get him
no,
in. We could get him on the phone on Bloke Talk and ask him what it was like.
Oh, no, we could do it live.
Yeah.
I really hope that my dad's not listening. It's a bit disrespectful. I think men should only remove hair from their face.
God, you're refreshing. All right, it is Bloke Talk and it's City Talk 105.9, The Voice of Liverpool. Still, 13 things that women hate about men. We should do those. And also, I desperately want to get round to sat-nav knickers. It's City Talk 105.9, The Voice of Liverpool.
This is a man's world.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
But it would be nothing, nothing without a woman on.
Thank you for sticking with it. Bloke Talk here at City Talk 105.9. It's the weekend, or if you're listening to it on the download, it could be any time. I'm Duncan, Laura's here, and Will is here because Toby's away. It's kind of weird in this. I made the point earlier, I made no apologies for this. We're in a slightly different studio to where we normally are. It's weird, isn't it?
Mm.
A bit out of sync, a bit out of sorts.
Do you think Will's done a good job tonight?
I think he always does a good job.
Yeah, but do you think he's done a better job than Toby would have done, or worse?
Do you want to oust Toby? Should we start a little
revolution
while he's not here?
I'm not at all. I actually think he's
happens in radio. You go away for 2 weeks, you come back, you've got no job. We can, you know.
I think he's done a worse job than Toby. I haven't been impressed.
Well, give him a mark out of 10. Grade him.
2.
Come on.
It's a bit harsh.
Apart from the sound effects, they were all right.
Let's get realistic about this.
I didn't like the story you told about the plate flipping. That was horrible.
Well, I didn't like the story you told about your dad's back, sack and crack.
Shut up, please don't say that. I didn't say anything about his body.
No, you didn't, though.
I said that I told him what something was. That was all.
It was an insight into the generation gap.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, that's what it is. I've got 13 things here that women hate about men.
Go on.
There's a list of 13. I could do it from 13 down to 1 like a chart. Would you like that? And at 13 with a bullet. Pew. this is men's feet.
Right.
Because
so we have to jump off our feet first of all, fine.
Well, because they smell and they're yellow and the nails are manky. And I can't really laugh at this out. And men, when they get things on their feet as well, they tend not to bother about them too much. I think it's a general thing.
When you get on your foot, no, if it's like
I'm
a
talking about athletes. I'm talking about athlete's foot or verrucas and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, because a woman, and that, there is actually a link there, because normally, you know, if a woman has a problem, she'll go to the doctor pretty quickly, won't she? She'll get it checked out. Men, your leg could be falling off, but it's just like, oh, I'm all right. I'm not going because we're scared of the doctors.
There's an advert, isn't there? I know we shouldn't go into each one of these in detail, but there's an advert for some sort of product that you put on your heel if you're a lady, and it solves cracked heels. And it shows a woman going up an escalator. And it shows the back of a thing, and it goes, "Just imagine going out this summer with dry, cracked heels." Yeah. And I just thought, do you know what? I can honestly say I've never even thought about my heels. I've never given them a second thought.
You see, in the summer, you see ladies walking around their sandals. You really see their kind of like their horrible heels.
Oh, I've used that stuff.
Yeah, I don't like it. I think you need to use it if you've got that problem.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, it's a horrible sight. Horrible.
Go on, what's in at number 12? We're never going to get through this.
Drunk men.
Yeah, it's
bad. Your drunk self. The men who start arguments, who might pass wind and find it quite amusing because I've had a few pints of Stella.
Yeah, because drunk
there's
women
there's nothing
are
wrong
fine.
With that. Don't censor me for
drunk
saying
people,
passing wind. Talking too loudly on public transport because I've had a few beers. All down to booze.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's interesting because you've had the conversation with Will. Have you had Will's conversation about his year off the source and these revelations of how people really behave when they're drunk and you're perfectly sober?
Yeah.
And we
it's
do, we
nice,
talk too
it?
Loud, don't we?
Drunk people talk loudly.
Yeah.
It's not nice being the only sober one.
No.
But
have you ever done that? I can't imagine you ever being the only sober one.
Once or twice.
Yeah.
I feel a bit defensive about this, so I'm going to say, so far, yeah, well, women have cracked heels and they have to buy stuff for it as well. And drunk women are no better than drunk men. In fact, they are considerably worse.
Good point, well made.
When they have the old white wine tears start to flow.
Yeah.
So far, I'd say it's even. Next.
What's the definition of, just out of interest, of white wine tears?
Oh, you know, when a woman gets drunk and she's crying about nothing, and you know it's about nothing, and you know in the morning she's going to say, oh, sorry about getting upset, it was nothing. And you go, yeah, I know, I knew it was nothing at the time, and I know it's nothing now. They're white wine tears.
That's the number 12. Number 11 is man's willingness to eat anything that's come out of their body. And we're talking about toenail clippings and... fingernail clippings
on.
And of course stuff that comes out of your nose. I've never seen a
not
woman
true.
What?
Well,
I'm
I
just saying what's on
that.
This list. I've never seen a woman at the traffic lights in a car doing what men do, which is kind of like excavating their nose using their forefinger. It's always men that do that. It's always men. Men are obsessed by that.
I agree.
Men are obsessed by and their ears as well. There's someone who we work with. Right, no, it's true. There's someone who we work with, and I've witnessed him doing this, okay? He'll get his index finger. He'll put it in his ear, and it'll go, and he'll rotate it like a corkscrew. And then he'll go, and then carry on typing. And we've all used his keyboard.
Who is it?
I'm not saying. It's a man thing, though.
Please, I don't like this conversation.
He works in sport.
Well, do you know what?
What?
That this is all down to men used to carry handkerchiefs, and now they don't anymore.
I carry a handkerchief.
Well,
have you got a handkerchief?
Have you got a material one?
Has it got your initials on it? Oh my God! Look at that. That's more of a bandana. You're gonna go. You're gonna go hold up a train.
Would you
later?
Like to? Let me just check. It's not got anything
that's
on it.
That's so rare to have a material hanky.
Are you a blood or a Crips?
Yeah, I always carry a hanky. Look at that. It's a proper
that's
hanky.
That's so old school. I love that.
Yeah, even that I'm gonna. Any they're credibility is gonna go out. You know, I iron my hankies as well.
Yeah.
I iron my hankies.
I hope you wash them a lot.
Of course, I wash them. I'll tell you why I have a hanky. I don't know why I got into the habit, because I hate, if you've got a cold, I hate never having tissues and it's horrible. But when you become a parent, you find hankies are very useful.
Yep.
But I like my hankies. Look, I go for that's a nice pattern hanky. What would you describe that as?
It's almost like a big paisley, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a giant paisley.
So there you are. Number 10, men's love of wildlife documentaries. I'm not sure about this.
Oh, yeah, we like looking at wildlife. That makes us bad people. Come on, Laura, what's wrong with liking a wildlife
documentary?
I like
wildlife documentaries. I don't understand that
one. I like
one.
Tiger Spy in the Jungle.
Which one's that? I can't
oh,
fold my
yes,
hanky back
yes, with the cute little tigers, and it's got the hidden cameras.
Correct.
That one.
I'll tell you what I like. And is it strictly a documentary, the one with Bill Oddie and Kate Humble? I like that. It's great.
Yeah, Spring Watch.
Spring Watch. I think that's fantastic. I love that. Because Bill Oddie, I think, is a bit of a, he's a bit of a bad boy.
You know how I'm not a celebrity, really?
Yeah.
I might try and sprinkle a bit of stardust on the occasion and say that Bill Oddie taught my dad how to play rugby.
Did he?
Yeah.
What's the story behind that, then?
Well, Bill Oddie was a sixth former at the school when my dad was a first year, in Birmingham.
Yeah.
And Bill Oddie was very sporty. You don't think it looking at him now.
No.
You know, he looks like a kind of quite gentle, bearded old soul. But he was apparently a fantastic rugby player.
Yeah.
And, the older lads would teach the younger kids how to play rugby, and my dad was one of them.
What's the matter with you?
Why are we talking about Bill Oddie?
He's a bloke. It's bloke talk. He's a proper bloke, Bill Oddie. He knows his birds.
You were promised
he gets to sit
next
to Kate Humble.
You went round promising people a celebrity guest. I'm giving you one. I'm the son of the man who was taught to play rugby at school by Bill Oddie.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I reckon Bill Oddie stays up late at night in the hotel drinking with Kate Humble.
Maybe.
Yeah. That's a number 10. And number 9 is man's knee-jerk defence of their own mums. Now, this is kind of interesting. I've seen this a little bit, and I can kind of relate to it, because I was once in a relationship with a woman who kind of was very critical of everything in the world. And when they start criticising your mum, you automatically, just out of duty, even though deep down you might agree with what they're saying, you could talk about my mother like that. It's my mum.
Do you know, I think it's very rude to slag off your partner's family, and I would never do it. That's touching a raw nerve. You should never.
It's the Achilles heel, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't do that.
You need some Achilles heel balm for that.
Can I do number 8? You printed this off, and can I say that? Yeah. Shall I do that? Reword it. So I can't use the F word. Your belief in passing wind is the great punchline. Particularly when deployed at family gatherings, solemn occasions of state, or during
solemn occasions of state.
But that is a bloke thing. Women pretend that they don't do it. Men are quite open that they do it and have competitions to try and do the smelliest or the loudest, don't they?
Again, I don't do that.
You must have done.
You're a woman's man, though. Will. That's why I like you.
You know, I don't sort of.
What does that mean? That's interesting. What's a woman's man?
Oh, he's very in touch.
Explain.
He's very in touch with his feminine side.
Which we explain.
Yeah, I'd like to know that as well.
No, you know that. You've said it yourself. You understand women. You get how they tick. Take the compliment. You know that.
Thank
that's
you.
True.
But I'm trying to understand what you mean.
I don't mean feminine side as in he's feminine.
Yeah.
I just think that he's in touch with a woman's feelings. And
that's nice.
That's what makes
special.
The man he is, and that's why we like him.
Can we put some music into that bit?
Yeah, I kind of feel we need some light orchestral stuff going on.
Yeah. That's what I like about.
Like on X Factor when they're doing a kind of uplifting.
What words would you use to describe Will then?
Amazing.
Safe. A tinker.
A tinker.
Assuring.
Just.
Special celebrity.
Special.
Aww. That's nice.
Thank you.
That's good.
Really special.
This one I don't get. That Russian bearskin hat you wear in the garden.
No, I don't get that. No. Carry on.
Do you not have a hat that you wear for special occasions?
No.
I've got a selection of hats. I've got two in the car as we speak.
You have a bearskin hat that you wear in the garden.
I've got a Russian hat.
A bearskin is what? A guard wears, like a guard outside Buckingham Palace?
No, that's a busby, isn't it?
No, it's a bearskin.
Isn't it a busby?
It's called a bearskin, isn't it?
I thought it was called a busby.
It's called, maybe that's a nickname. It's called a bearskin.
Yeah.
Show me a man who gardens in a bearskin, and I'll show you a lunatic.
Well, I think you're right. I don't think we can find anyone, but maybe it's a trend we can start. I like the idea of if you're walking down the road somewhere and someone had a garden wall and they're doing the weeding, and all you can see is just kind of this big black.
Can you buy those hats
bobbing
in shops?
Up and down.
Sure. That bayonet of cabbage.
Could you get a hat like that in a shop? I'm sure that would have to be specially made.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
You can't just buy it down in Topman or something.
You shouldn't be able to. It would be impersonating a guardsman.
I think you're not allowed to buy those
hats. Hats are a bloke thing, though.
Oh, I hate hats.
Have you not got any hats?
No.
I've got loads. I've got a couple.
I hate hats. That's quite strong, isn't it? I hate hats.
My favourites I've got is a fez.
I've got a fez and
I've got a smoking hat as well, a Turkish smoking hat that's made out of this red thing. It's like, put it out! It's like this red material and it's got this kind of black tassel in the centre that comes down. The idea is when you're sitting there with your hubbly bubbly pipe, in Turkey. You know, it's called a hooker.
Or a bong.
Yeah, it's basically it's called a hooker.
It's what the hookers brought it, or
H-O-O-K-A-H is a hooker pipe.
That's not how you spell. Oh,
it's
you,
like
right.
A bong.
Got you.
Right. Hubbly bubbly pipe. And the thing is, when if you get all smoky, the idea is you wave your head around and the tassel blows away the smoke.
But anyway. You've only got comedy acts. You haven't got ones you actually wear.
Yeah, I have. I've got two in the car. I've got a little trilby I wear around town. I've got a dry as a bone for when it's raining.
Dry as a bone.
Yeah, it's an Australian thing. It kind of bounces the water off.
Like with a cork.
To be honest, in Australia it's dry anyway.
Should we move on? Six, your utter refusal as a man to do anything you don't want to. But you see, that applies for both sexes, doesn't it? That's not a uniquely bloke thing.
That's not true.
I don't like that one.
This is a rubbish survey. It's not true. Blokes across the country tonight, if it's Saturday, or yesterday if it's Sunday, or last Saturday if you're listening on the podcast.
Yeah, or last month if it's an old podcast.
Blokes across the country have been forced to be watching Strictly Come Dancing and X Factor for about 2 months now.
Yeah.
Probably for about another 6 months to come until they finally
wrap
it all up.
They love it.
It's
boring. They do.
And that's what, you know, that's just one example of something we're made to do. This survey is anti-men. What's the opposite of misogynistic? That's what it is.
I'm going to just skim through the final few bits here. A thing called your pottering. Men potter 2 hours, putting their CD collection into alphabetical order.
No.
The way men dance. Now, that is interesting, because men can't dance, can they?
Like John Travolta?
Men are embarrassing. Well, that's it. It's
Wayne
just like,
Sleep. It's you're clutching at straws there.
You mean the Nutcracker? Sweet.
Oh, thank you.
Not many men can dance like Wayne Sleep, let's face it.
Yeah, but would you want to dance with someone who dances like Wayne Sleep?
No.
Exactly.
In the middle of the dance.
But there is a point
Anton
here.
Anton Dubek, Bruce Forsyth.
There's a point here, and it actually links in with the booze thing as well, which is this, we all know men, and we've all probably done it, who, after a few beers or whatever, we think we can dance.
Yes.
And then go onto the dance floor going, doing the old Saturday Night Fever.
Women aren't much better, though.
If someone wants to go on a dance floor and have some fun,
surely
they should be allowed to.
The final one on this list, and I find this again strange, but it's worthy of mention, a man's reluctance to show interest in his girlfriend or wife's office politics. You see,
that's
I can relate to that.
Because
I have absolutely. It's just like, and she said this, yeah. And he said that, yeah. And they sent this email and it said this, yeah.
That's the first one I agree with. The survey has now redeemed itself.
It
wouldn't be number one top thing on the list.
But it is. I mean, women become obsessed with what goes on in the workplace, more so than men.
How many women were surveyed? One. Cause
one
if,
very angry woman.
As if 100 women would all say that. Well, it's his reluctance to take part in my discussions on office politics.
Yeah, but you can relate to that. I can relate to that.
No, sorry.
Do you not think...
The worst thing that they can do with the office politics thing is take the other person's side. That's the thing that winds me up. But
you can't have a rational conversation about it, can you?
Funnily enough, this will sound like I'm in touch with my feminine side again, but what I understand from reading, you know, Cosmo and stuff, is that when a woman comes to you with a problem at work, what men do instinctively is offer a solution.
Absolutely.
What you're meant to do is just provide a listening ear.
You're so right. God, you're so in touch with your feminine side.
Wow.
They should clone you. I've just witnessed Laura sitting next to you kind of like gaze at you and open-mouthed in this kind of like, you get it, which is great.
Yeah.
Good.
Do you ever offer solutions, though? I bet you do. I bet you find it hard to restrain. Yeah, I do the same. That's about it. Oh, sat-nav knickers. Very quickly, sat-nav knickers. Very quickly, we have just in time. This gentleman, he's a Brazilian. He's an inventor called Lucio Lario. And he's invented this latest line of lingerie. And it's fitted with its own tracking device.
What does that mean?
So blokes know the whereabouts of their partners.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
They can be tracked on a computer using a password that comes with the knickers. Feminists have blasted the knickers as a virtual chastity belt.
Yeah.
The inventor says women can simply switch their pants off. She's a woman, the inventor. She's selling them at £500 a pop plus a monthly service fee. And she hopes that all ladies will also use the pants as a safety device, which they can activate if they find themselves in danger.
Yeah,
and apparently, so,
sorry, I'm late. I was getting my knickers serviced.
they're selling well.
But even if you could tell where they were, you wouldn't know what they were doing.
It would be quite good, wouldn't it? If you're one of the young, feral ladies that you see staggering around the streets of any city in the UK at 4 a.m, if you've had your body weight in WKD or any other form of alcopop that might exist. And you don't know where you are or who you are. You could just, like, you know, if you've got a BlackBerry and you've got sat-nav knickers. Yeah, and they're still on. Yeah, and you've got unlikely. Your BlackBerry, you'll immediately know exactly where you are at any given time. It could work.
Or you could just ask a policeman.
Or you could just have a normal sat-nav. Why would you need it in your knickers?
Well, I think it's a great idea.
It's a terrible, horrible idea.
You don't fancy a pair for Christmas?
It's just so sexist. In fact, no, if anyone's listening, that's the worst present you could buy.
Is that worse
someone.
Than a jigsaw?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Miller, don't be buying Mrs. Miller any sat-nav knickers.
Worse than a jigsaw, worse than a subscription to Weight Watchers. Sat-nav knickers.
It's like the whole conversation has come full circle.
It's amazing, isn't it? And that's almost the end of Bloke Talk. Thank you very much for stepping in at the last moment and being a super, super, superstar star guest.
Don't clap now, you've said enough.
Enough of the clap. Laura, thank you. And this has been Bloke Talk here at City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
Listen, and log on to the voice of Liverpool. City Talk 105.9.